And at 7:06, we have light rain here in Atlantic. 2.21 inches of rain so far over the past 24 hours here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station and the reporting station for the National Weather Service in Des Moines. Again, 2.21 inches of rainfall. We look for a flash flood watch to continue across the entire listening area until noon today. There's also a flood advisory for parts of Pottawatomie, Mills, and Montgomery County until 8:15. And a flash flood warning for parts of Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties until 10:30. Showers and thunderstorms are expected through at least midday today, with some of those producing heavy rain. We'll have a high of 78. Our news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. The Audubon City Council will hold a special meeting tonight to approve a remediation plan set forth by the Iowa Public Information Board in light of the council's violation of open meetings and open records laws. During that 7 p.m. meeting, the council is expected to read the agreement and vote on approval. If approved, the agreement will be signed and returned to the Iowa Public Information Board. The council will continue to implement the plan with regard to areas that may not already be addressed. A copy of the remediation plan is available on the Audubon City Council's website. Also on a link under this same story on our news tab at KJAN.com. And one person was injured during a collision Wednesday evening in Council Bluffs. According to police, 21-year-old Nathan Maxwell Hall of Council Bluffs was transported to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha for a treatment of possible unknown injuries after his 2007 Pontiac Vibe was hit at a high rate of speed by a 2001 Volvo driven by 21-year-old Matthew Howell of Council Bluffs. Officials say Howell's car had been involved in a hit-and-run accident near 29th and Broadway before fleeing north on 29th Street, that is, of speeds of up to 70 miles per hour. A witness said the car blew through the stop sign at the intersection of 29th and Avenue B at around 6:10 p.m. at speeds of 70 to 80 miles per hour before colliding with Hall's Pontiac. After the initial impact, a Volvo went airborne and hit a power pole, then spun around and landed on a legally parked 1994 Saturn that was unoccupied. A small fire that started in the engine compartment of the Volvo was quickly extinguished by local residents. Howell and a passenger in his car were trapped in the vehicle but were extricated and transported to Creighton Hospital along with Nathan Hall. Damage from the crash amounted to $16,000. An Atlantic man was arrested Tuesday for allegedly violating the terms of his probation. Atlantic police said yesterday 57-year-old Terry Calhoun was booked into the Cass County Jail. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported yesterday that three juveniles who escaped from the Clarinda Academy early Wednesday morning had been apprehended. Brothers said at around 1:20 a.m., officials from the academy reported the escape of three male juveniles from the facility, a 14-year-old white male from Sioux City, a 15-year-old black male from Waterloo, and a 16-year-old black male from Moreno Valley, California, left one of the campus dormitories. At around 2:50 a.m., the 15-year-old black male from Waterloo was located and apprehended without incident by Clarinda Academy staff near the power substation east of Clarinda. At around 7:25 a.m. Wednesday, the 14-year-old white male from Sioux City and the 16-year-old black male from California were also located and apprehended without incident by a Clarinda police officer. Those teens were taken into custody about a mile west of Clarinda. All three escapees have since been returned to the custody of the Clarinda Academy. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors have approved the sale of $1.94 million in bonds to be repaid at an interest rate of 1.35%. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the action on Tuesday means the sale of the bonds will provide money for a new Veterans Affairs building, along with needs in the Sheriff's Department and elsewhere. The council will be getting back $51,000 in the purchase deal so that Milwaukee Bank, which is the purchaser, will sell its bonds at a higher rate of interest. That won't impact taxpayers. The majority of the bond money, $1.5 million, will be utilized to build a new Veterans Affairs building at 6th Avenue and 6th Street in Council Bluffs. The 6,300-square-foot building will replace a 1,600-square-foot facility in the county's annex building. The remaining funds will be used to pay for 7 or maybe 8 new patrol cars, some new bulletproof vests for the deputies, and installation of automatic external defibrillators in sheriff's deputies' vehicles to help those who suffer from acute life-threatening heart problems. Other funds will go toward new vehicles for the planning and maintenance departments. The bonds are expected to be paid off in 7 years. And the former principal of the Red Oak Community High School has taken a new position at St. Albert Catholic Schools. The Daily Nonpareil says Jed Sherman is teaching biology, anatomy, and physiology along with environmental science at the private school in Council Bluffs. Sherman spent 11 years teaching at the high school and middle school level. He had resigned from Red Oak on June the 30th after accepting a $100,000 settlement, which would have included unemployment benefits had he not found a new job. He's also been involved with a complaint he filed with the Iowa Public Information Board over the school district's decision to hold closed session discussions about his employment. Red Oak school officials never accused Sherman of any wrongdoing. Many of his students, as well as others in the community, had called for him to be retained as principal. The district never made public the reason they began the process of firing him, but a May 6th notice cited a failure to meet expectations. Sherman said at the time that he was being retaliated against for making complaints. And in the funeral announcements this morning, Helen Laurel Jensen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died August the 18th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Helen Jensen will be held today at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Daniel Chapman, age 15, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Daniel Chapman will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ivan Lee Lund, age 71, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Lund will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Nadine Ann Kenkel, age 56, of Erling, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Nadine Kenkel will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wendell Lynch, age 86, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Wendell Lynch will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Lois Marie Query White, age 94, of Iowa City, died August 19th. Graveside services for Lois White will be Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Lansing Funeral and Cremation Service of Iowa City has the arrangements. And Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died August 14th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Vernon King will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.